And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
I'm back.
Welcome back. And how was Florida?
It was fabulous. Spent some time in Pensacola with the folks at WUWF. You know how they pronounce it?
No.
Woof. Woof.
That's great.
Everything is canine motif. The general manager, Pat Crawford, is top dog, and they have news hounds and blues hounds, and it's a wonderful station, 88.1 FM down in Pensacola. You know, speaking of animals, I heard the show last week, and I heard the on-air puzzle about hedgehogs.
Right.
And Frank saying hedgehogs are not pets.
Well, we have been swamped with emails
yes.
from people who have hedgehogs
yes.
as pets.
Yes, absolutely. And Koosh and Snuffles had their feelings hurt, so... We should know that we've been hearing from a lot of hedgehog lovers. I did hear the show last week. I played on, you know, yelling at the radio like everyone else. But of course, I was a little bit too lame to solve the challenge. Would you repeat it, please?
Well, it came from listener Terry Dean of Shawnee, Kansas. I said, take the phrase might and main, switch the vowels in the two words, and phonetically you get mate and mine. Now I said, think of another familiar phrase in the form blank and blank, in which both words start with M. Switch the vowels and you'll get two common boys' names. What names are they?
What's your answer?
Well, the answer is mix and match. Switch the vowels and you get Max and Mitch.
About 850 entries we received to this week's puzzle, correct ones, and our randomly chosen winner is Paul Vaitkus in Gurnee, Illinois. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Leanne. How are you?
I'm well. I heard we have something in common.
Yes, we do. We grew up in the same town.
And when did you leave Worcester?
1976.
2 years after I did. It's so nice to meet someone from my hometown. What do you do now?
I'm a cardiologist at the University of Illinois at Chicago.
Wow, and you like puzzles, obviously.
Absolutely.
You ready to play today?
As ready as we'll ever be.
Oh, good. You sound like you're going to be a good teammate. I don't know, Will, you got the home team here today. What do you have for us? Meet Paul, we'll play.
All right, Paul. Well, today's puzzle involves some TLC. I'm going to give you three words beginning with the letters T, L, and C. For each set, you tell me a fourth word that can follow each of mine to complete a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase. For example, if I said Tootsie, log, and cake, you would say roll, as in Tootsie roll, log roll, and cake roll.
Okay.
Number one is tin, T-I-N, license, collection. What can follow tin, license, and collection?
Leanne, feel free to jump in. This is not an auspicious start.
Now, I think, is what you're going for plate?
Yes, like tin plate, license plate, and collection plate.
Okay.
Number two, taco, liberty, cow.
Easy enough, bell.
Excellent, bell. Try this one, taste, litmus, crash.
Test.
Taste test, litmus test, crash test. Excellent. Trade, labor, credit.
Union.
Yes, union. Excellent. Trump, leisure, class action.
Suit.
Suit is correct. Tree, lap, L-A-P, and counter.
Top.
Top, excellent. T, T-E-A, lip, L-I-P, and car. Seven letters.
Seven letters. Sir, server, but that doesn't...
Oh, you're so close. Make that a seven-letter...
Service. Lip service.
Yes.
Oh,
car service.
Excellent.
Of course.
Excellent. 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 And your last one, turtle, leather, crew.
Neck.
Turtleneck, leather neck, crew neck. Bravo.
Paul, you're great.
Thank you, Leanne.
So quick. So one, I couldn't get past turtle wax.
My initial thought as well.
Isn't it amazing you get one of those thoughts in your head and you cannot let it go and you can't think of anything else? You're a great team player. We're going to send you some things today for playing our puzzle, Paul. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia. Oh, a new thing here. And the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley and from Times Books, The Puzzle Master Presents, which is a collection of some of the puzzles we've done here on NPR's Weekend Edition. Sunday. So, Paul, you have a public radio station out there, obviously. What is it?
Yes, actually several. We hear Weekend Edition Sunday on Wisconsin Public Radio, WHAD in Delafield, Wisconsin, and most of the time we're tuned to WBEZ in Chicago.
Oh, great. Well, Paul Vaitkus, originally from my hometown of Worcester, Massachusetts, who's now living in Gurnee, Illinois. You were great. Nice to meet you. Thanks for playing today.
Thank you, Leanne. Thank you, Will.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay, take care.
I know.
All right, Will. Whoa. A new challenge, I believe, we have to work on for this week?
Yes, and it comes from our old friend Merle Regal, who has the Super Bowl on his mind.
Uh-oh.
What is the shortest word ladder you can make from giant to raven? Now, in a word ladder, you know, you convert one word into another, changing one letter at a time, making a new word at each step of the way. For example, to change warm to cold, you would go ward, card, cord, and cold, four steps. Only common, uncapitalized words are allowed. Now, when Merle gave me this puzzle, he said he could go from giant to raven in 13 steps. I found a solution using all good words in 12 steps. Maybe even my answer can be shortened. So again, what is the shortest word ladder from giant to raven?
Oh, something to do with our brains during all the hoopla. When you have the answer, send a postcard to us at Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle. National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is 3 o'clock Eastern Time on Thursday. Please include both your day and evening telephone numbers. We will call you if you are the winner. We are not telemarketers. You'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. It's fun to be back, Will. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Leanne.